for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here. I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get it pregnant.
That just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude!
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying.
Why would I lie?
More attention.
Why would I lie?
More
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're a comic.
Planet Earth, and we're spinning around the sun, and we are here to fuck. What's up, fuckheads? If you didn't go to the All Things Comedy Podcast Festival, I apologize because you're an idiot. That was literally the most fun I've had. When the Cubs won the World Series, and I was in Chicago, that's the most fun I've had in my adult life. This was the second most fun I've had in my adult life. If you didn't already hear, we apparently destroyed the studio. They had a lunch after Punch Drunk. Then the next day, they had like an All Things Comedy lunch at this. It was so much fun. So it's sitting at a table having lunch is Danish and O'Neill, myself, Ren Azizi, and Nick Youssef. And then Magical shooting a movie, a Kevin Hart film, coming out soon. So that was the first time he got there, the boss. That's the first time the boss saw us, was the day after our show. And he comes walking over to our table, and he goes, "What the hell happened to the studio last night? You guys destroyed the place. There's firecrackers everywhere," because I got Ari with the snap pops. Doug Stanhope peed all over Ari while he was naked. Yeah. I mean, the place was absolutely destroyed. So apparently the footage, because they had some streaming problems there, the live video footage is bad. It's choppy. You can watch some of it. But we are going to be putting the whole episode up on the Patreon. So if there's ever been a good reason to subscribe to our Patreon, it is just for one of the craziest podcasts that has ever happened in the history of Punch Drunk.
It might be one of the greatest podcast episodes ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show, Sam Tripoli.
All right, guys, before we get started, Punch Drunk wants to welcome their brand new sponsors, Omaha Steaks, everybody.
I got mine, and it is all delicious, and here's what you have to do. Of course, you guys all love eating steaks. If you don't, you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast because you're not a man.
I love the steaks.
So
I'm a caveman.
Let me tell you what you guys all get with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code PUNCHDRUNK, just like everything else. That's 75% off. For less than $50, here is what you get. This is less than $50. Two filet mignons. Now, we were at the podcast festival. Ari and I had two steaks. Guess how much they were?
How much?
$85
each. $85!
That's for a steak. You get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus you get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. That's 75% off. That is probably $1 million worth of meat.
Millie, that's a whole herd of cattle right there. That's a whole bunch. And all you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. That's
75% off. Ship right to your door. Frozen. I got my some. You got some.
Yeah.
I haven't even eaten all of them.
Ari's getting some of that kosher action, homeboy.
I haven't.
Get them juice steaks, dog.
And, you know, omahasteaks.com also have 500 different gourmet gift ideas there. They have desserts, they have seafood, they have poultry, they have veal, they have lamb, all kinds of stuff. You can go there and order, have it shipped anywhere you want. Great gift items you can send to people. Nothing nicer than getting a bunch of steaks in the mail. So get on it, kids.
Guys, help us out. Help our sponsors, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Okay, let's get rocking.
Fight Nanny's here. We're going to hear about your New Orleans trip.
Young Fight Nanny, how are you?
And joining us today is Sports Band.
Hey, numbers.
How was your show last night? Your podcast?
Kill Tony was awesome, as usual.
And how was your show the day before?
Sunday. That was a hard show to sell because you had the World Series that never ended. It was like 11 p.m. Yeah. Everything was finally done.
Craziest World Series that's been ever.
This might be bizarro.
Last year was crazy. Cubs down 3-1.
Yeah.
And they win on the road in the 10th inning of Game 7
yep.
with an hour-long rain delay in between the 9th and 10th inning. That was crazy. This might be crazier.
That's what baseball needs. It needs to make drama.
If the Dodgers lose tonight, the series is over. It's anticlimactic and it doesn't fit in with the way the series has gone.
You know what you're
talking about. It should go to Game 7,
and then
extra innings, and it'll be insane.
You just dump all your pitchers. You just do whatever you got to do to win it, dude.
Well, let me say something real quick, Sammy, before we start getting into everything. At some point in time, Mickey Gall will call. And when he calls, he wants to talk about the big fight this weekend.
Big fight this weekend.
So and he's doing like UFC pressers and all this stuff. He just landed in town for the fight. So he's like, I only have a small window. So we might have to stop like mid-sentence and take his call. But the real Mickey Gall will be calling in to talk about how he's going to remain undefeated. I was saying earlier, I get emotional when I watch him fight. Because
he's you're like gay son. For Gall.
Well, yeah.
That should be a T-shirt. Can we make that
gay
T-shirt?
For Gall? I'm gay for Gall.
I'm gay for Gall.
I'm gay for Gall. So, because I'm gay for Gall, I can't imagine like watching your husband or wife or son or daughter fight, because I just know this guy from partying with him a bunch of times, and we're fans of each other. So I've hung out with Mickey Gall 10 times maybe.
Yeah.
I'm like almost getting into a fight in a bar when he fought other people. I was saying earlier, if he wins a belt, I might fucking cry.
I can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel the same way when I watch my porn friends in porn. I can't watch them do porn because I know
either.
Them as human beings, and they're just getting stuck with 90 dicks. And I'm like, that's my friend. And I got to turn it off to some random chick I don't know. So I get where you're coming from.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, did you talk about the audio quality on the podcast?
No.
I want to get into something real quick before we start talking to Red Band about all the great shit he's got going on. And he looks.
You're dead, Randy Brown.
Yeah. Rude boy.
Motherfucker.
I'll rude boy you.
Looks like a guy that just stole bikes for a living.
Yeah. Listen.
What?
Here's the thing. Aaron is not here today because they worked him like a dog.
He legally couldn't work any more hours.
For the next year.
Yeah, because he worked
for the next year.
He worked 20 hours a day at this podcast festival. He's
doing every podcast.
That's bad planning.
Hey.
Got a little pee on him.
No, he was too far away. You were close.
Over here.
He got pee on his computer.
Lots of pee on him.
Ryan Adams got pee on his computer.
But he liked it. Look at the picture. Look at the smile. Look at the smile Johnny's got. He's like, is that urine? And how happy he is. Listen, I'm not going to say something, but Johnny Woodward is mayor of Urinetown.
I don't think Sam's not smiling. You look like a guy that's about to beat off.
Get that dick out, Stanhope. Was this inside a comedy club or like a hotel?
You know where Stand Up Live is?
Yeah.
Okay, so then the whole courtyard there, they put like AstroTurf down, like ping pong tables and all kinds of shit across the street. So it's like a big building. You know where they would have like a almost like a Urban Outfitters or something.
Yes. Right.
But it's gutted. They rented that whole space.
They rented a retail space.
Basically, yeah. And set it all up in there and put up chairs. So it was pretty much like 8 hours a day of podcasts across the street and everything else was going on.
Yeah.
It was a fucking
blast. I was wondering where, like, you're peeing everywhere. I was like, the people at the Marriott are probably going to be pissed.
We violated several laws.
Yeah. Did Ari gobble it down? Ari's into pee lately, right?
No, he's – well, if you want to believe that there's some sort of laws to the universe, right, just know that the guy who threw a cup of pee on a dude at a fucking naked roast battle –
I was there front row.
And was threatening us to pee in here.
Oh, yeah. Got peed on. Oh, dude, good point. Got peed on by Karma himself, Doug Stanhope.
Oh, God. And you know that pee.
Yeah.
It's just old Jägermeister.
Yeah, that's
shit.
Oh, that's there was gold flakes in that pee.
Goldschlager piss.
Yeah, you could get drunk drinking Stanhope's piss.
But some people, somebody commented or sent in an email or something saying that they thought that our good friend Aaron should be fired. And I got to tell you something.
Why? Why?
Yeah, that is too much. That goes too far. You can't do that. He is part of our show. He's our friend. That's not cool. You can call me a Momo, a faggot, a crackhead.
You can call me golf, gay for gall.
You can call him gay for gall. I don't give a shit. But Aaron's our friend. He's our friend. He's been on the show since the beginning. He lets us fuck his wife. I mean, dude, for that alone, if you fire him, we can't bang his wife anymore.
She lets us fuck his wife.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But, dude, that's not cool. You don't call for people's job. You can call for me to get kicked off the show because it won't happen. But you're affecting a guy's life who's our friend, and that's not fucking cool. So if you did that, you owe Aaron an apology, and don't fucking do that again. Let us handle what we have a problem with the studio, and we don't have a problem. So don't do that. That's not cool. That guy's livelihood and our friend. So I'm very upset that someone thought that they were so selfish that they would fucking get angry at a fucking free content. That you'd call a friend for a friend's job, and that was not cool, and it upset Aaron, and it will never happen again.
Fuck you.
Where are you going to be, Red Band?
November 8th, I'll be at Morty's in Indianapolis. November 9th, I'll be at Columbus, Ohio, back in my hometown in Funny Bone. November 10th, I'll be at Pittsburgh at the new Arcade Theater that just opened.
Shazam!
Up. Boom.
You. Okay, I'll do mine. I will be, November 8th is another Tin Foil Hat Comedy Night. Live at the La Jolla Comedy Store, Eddie Bravo, Greg Carlwood from the Higher Side Chats, Sean Joshi, and Ryan Davis, myself, will all be there. It is 1 hour of stand-up followed by 1 hour of podcasting, all for $20. Come down, rock out with your cock out. And then I got some dates in December and a couple other things. So that's it. Bam!
I love your energy. I want some of it. I'm so tired.
Give me a line.
I know. We're all like, ugh.
Dude, let me tell you something. I fell asleep yesterday at 11.
Wow.
Oh, and I didn't wake up till
that's like my favorite thing. Before a midnight sleep. Is
that's
beautiful.
10 and a half
it's
hours.
It's so rare.
Yeah. I always wake up at like 4 in the morning, and then I'm like, fuck, now I'm awake at 4
happen.
In the morning.
I sleep so hard now, Brian. I sleep. Look at that. I'm Terry Schiavo-ing it right
God.
Now. Everybody, Terry Schiavo. Boop, boop, boop.
Oh,
boop,
let me plug
boop,
something
boop,
real quick.
Boop, 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 boop.
Guys, listen to my new podcast. Comes out this week, 92.7
The Pod.
Just finished recording it. It's awesome. Really funny. Ari Shaffir's on the first episode. And I promise you guys are going to like it. It's pretty much the equivalent of an hour of Dates Out the Gates. It's about as silly as I can get. So please listen to that. I also want to talk about Bert Kreischer is very afraid of running this 40-yard dash against us.
I want to do it.
We ran the
40. I'll win. You guys, that's what I'm most jealous about. Of
we ran the 40-yard dash at Phoenix University at their football field. And we don't want to give our times away right now. And I'll tell you why. Because if you listen to our the Phoenix pod.
Where is that available?
Yeah, is this going to be Patreon or on a regular?
No, we already said that.
Oh, yeah, and you can't watch it because you took down your donation
because,
5-1.
Because I need money.
Okay. So you need to keep
by
that
the way,
$4.
Sam
Johnny,
charges people
Johnny,
to be on this show, everybody.
Me?
You want to work on this show? Pay us to be on this show.
Wow.
So I
no, you can't watch it.
I pay myself.
You can't watch it. You cannot watch it unless you pay us.
I pay myself.
You make money on this show.
I know
stop.
I do, but I'm saying I contribute to me.
What, Johnny? Yeah, they did unlist it.
It's probably for the Patreon, right?
Was this?
Because.
Sorry.
What you're going to get on Patreon is first look at it, and the first look at the video, and then they're going to unlist it. It was just something special for the Patreon guys.
Now, we shot it with a 3D camera,
was
which
this
is
part
really
of a bag
cool.
Of bets?
What's that?
Point of this run?
No, the point of this run was just to do this run and see what's up. But
you
now
guys,
it's become.
I want to be there.
Now it's become a massive, huge thing of bag of bets because, okay, so we get up on Friday morning. We go to Phoenix University's football field and track and field. We have it measured off as an exact 40 yards. It's on a complete, legit track. And we ran it 3 times. Teeb took a fall on run 2.
I need to see these.
And
I am still hurting. My
whole body
still hurt.
Dude,
my back is thrown out.
It's been 3 days.
I walk like
dude,
I
live
have
on
cerebral
the,
palsy.
I live on the fifth floor with no elevator. I get to those stairs when I got home at like 1 a.m. that night. And I walked up and I go, oh, it's going to take me forever to get to sleep.
I walk like this, the Tin Man.
Oh, dude, my whole body hurts. Why do my arms hurt? All I did was run. My arms hurt.
Why am I running a 40 at 40 when I should be drinking a 40 at 40?
Well, that's I did all of that. I did all of that together. But we were going to get four 40-year-olds running the 40. Bert Kreischer and the three of us.
Right.
Bert Kreischer, why did he not come? Because he was what?
He ordered breakfast.
He was eating breakfast. We're like, it's not for an hour. It's not for an hour. And he's like, I don't think I can make it. But then shows up on our podcast. And, you know, so it was Danish O'Neill, Bert Kreischer, Stanhope, and Punch Drunk.
Right.
Is what the and Bert Kreischer the entire time is like, I can outrun you guys. But he didn't have shoes, so he's like, I'll do it barefoot. So he goes outside the studio, and you just see a barefoot Bert Kreischer just zing by this, like, Urban Outfitters, basically at 100 miles an hour. We're like, damn, he actually, for a barefoot guy, he looked pretty fast.
Nobody saw if he got a running start.
Exactly. Because why? Now he's ducking us. Because he fears the bag of bets. Ari guarantees that he can run a 40 time faster than Bert Kreischer. And wants to bag of bets it, and then Bert Kreischer just stopped responding to any of us.
I would like to do this again down the
line. I would love to do it again down the line. I'd like to do it again when I'm not bleeding.
Do you guys want to train?
I don't want to train, but I want to be in somewhat of... I'm going up against guys that have been doing hot yoga for fucking a month.
Is this why I'm not allowed to do it? Because I already run, so you won't let me.
Hey, bitch, you want to put your hand? You want to put your hand in the bag of bets?
No, I just want to do the run.
No, you want to put your hand in the bag of bets?
No, I just want to do the run.
Then go do it somewhere.
No, with you guys, with my friends. I'm part of the show. I want to run.
No, you were part of the show. You got to start paying us again. You get on Patreon, you can be part of the show.
I pay for the Patreon, too. I did.
You're not part of the show.
You could totally do it, too. But I'm saying, everybody just let Bert Kreischer know that you don't think he's as fast as Ari. Because those two won a bag of bets about it. It was fun. We can't release our times yet because we're trying to get Bert Kreischer involved. We did record all of ours. We have all of them in slow motion.
I heard they're great.
What are you doing, Red Band? What are you doing?
Here's how I fell.
What are you doing? Look at this smile.
On the second race, as I'm passing by Johnny, I think it's going to be funny for the camera to do one of those, like when Julio Jones scores a touchdown and you like lean in and put your hands back.
No,
I do one of those and then I feel my left leg kind of wiggle like it's about to give out. And I'm like, oh, and because all my momentum is leaning forward now, I can't reverse my momentum. And I do one of these things where I'm like, I'm about to fucking skid on this gravel on my face. And I got to do a podcast tonight and I got to do a stand up set tonight. So I go just like kind of like do a somersault and just roll. And hit my shoulder, my knee, my thigh, my elbow. Like it just looks like I fell off. Looks like I fell off a skateboard.
Then we got a race again.
Ari wins and brags about it. I'm like, so is this Kreischer zinging by?
Where?
You'll see.
Were you wearing pants, Jason?
Yeah, we all had shorts on.
Shorts?
Yeah, we're all ready to run. Yeah.
That's pretty fast.
See what I mean? I mean, but like you said, maybe.
I guarantee you he got a running start. I guarantee it.
I mean, he was an athlete.
He was? Is drinking a sport?
If it is, me and him got gold medals. But he, I don't know, man. I'd like to see him and Ari. I'd like to see four 40-year-olds. Like I said, I'd like to do it again now that we know what's up.
I'd like to do it again
where I'm not bleeding and then lose a race to Ari and then he's laughing.
I believe that he's in better shape than you guys.
Why am I? What?
Well, maybe Kreischer? Not you. Maybe not you, but he works out a lot, though.
Kreischer's in better shape than you.
Yeah.
I mean, Kreischer's in better shape than you.
He runs like miles a day.
Yeah. I mean,
he's been working out and training. He's lost all this weight.
Terry Schiavo?
Kreischer's in better shape than.
All right, dude.
Probably all of us.
I accept your challenge.
Probably all of us. Probably all of us. What is my challenge? I don't think I made a challenge.
Whatever it is.
But I didn't. What is it? You tell me. I don't even know what it is. My challenge.
Can I just say something, dude? Are we done talking about this? Do we have a? Because I have to talk.
Oh dear.
Wow. I want out of this fucking hot dog bet.
What's the hot dog bet?
Too late. The reverse Kobayashi.
No, it's not.
It's not too late. Kobayashi.
You put a hot dog in your butt?
It's not.
Yep. Frozen hot dog dipped in lube.
It's not fair, Tebow. I was already down one. I was already down one game to you guys. Now I'm down two, and we're only one game into this bet. It's total bullshit.
Sam, if you put the hot dog in your butt, put a little lipstick on the end of it, and when you poop it out or fart it out and hit somebody in the cheek, it looks like a little baby kisses you.
Fart it out.
Who are you down two to?
You,
Johnny?
And Ari.
You're down one to me.
Oh, God.
Cowboy, you're down one to Ari. You're down one to me.
You're 4-3. I'm 3-5.
Yeah, because you haven't had your bye week yet.
Yeah.
What's that?
And Johnny thinks he's in the bet, too.
He is in the bet.
Ah, fuck. You know, I'll double bag it. I'll double two bags of bets.
But what if you pull out the reverse Kobayashi again?
No, I'll do anything, but I can't shove stuff up my butt.
Why?
That goes against everything everybody believes about you.
And why did you agree to let this go in the bag?
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't even remember
that's
it
the
being
rule.
Put in.
Yep. I remember it.
I remember it quite well.
I don't want to do it.
Well,
I'm just going to become an administration on the show, just book guests and talk to Johnny over there.
You don't think I'm losing sleep? You don't think I'm losing my mind at Red Zone? This has changed everything I think about football.
I'll never
I don't even care about the playoffs anymore. I don't care about playoffs anymore. I don't care about anything. I'm rooting so hard against Dallas in the late game at work. I stayed till the end of the game. We were already wrapped. That was the last game on. But there I am watching. Come on, Washington. Come on, Washington. I'm alone in a studio. The lights were on, and there's just one TV still on, and I'm just alone in that studio. Everybody's gone. Cameraman's gone. Andrew Siciliano gone. Come on, Redskins. I don't want to put a hot dog in my ass.
Sportsman, any thoughts on the NFL right now?
I just can't wait till this World Series is over.
Okay, all right.
What about instead of putting like a full hot dog, you put like four of the little ones?
No, I'm going
the whole other way.
I don't want to do this. Yeah.
I want like 3 foot
longs.
You want
a bratwurst.
I'm so weird right now because this
I want like 3 foot longs.
This Ezekiel Elliott getting banned fucks my fantasy league, but helps my butt situation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm forced to make. I have to trade every Raider, Cowboy, and Panther that I have, just because I can't root for these guys. Because cheering for them is cheering for a fucking plumper in the old turd pincher. I'm not afraid of putting a hot dog in my ass. I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid I'm gonna like it. I'm afraid I'm going to be on YouTube and you're going to see this look on my face.
I don't want videotape. What I will allow is Court Illustrator to come in and illustrate it.
No, dude, this is how you're going to get your dream to come true. We're only going to put this on the Patreon and you will now know what it feels like to be humiliated so you can make money.
No, I don't want to do this.
I'm worried that you're literally going to be seeing that look on my face where I'm like, I don't want this to happen. But then when it does happen, I'm all in.
Can we use a condom?
Yes.
What are you worried about? Getting pregnant from a hot dog?
I still want a hot dog left in my ass.
I think it might break.
No, if it does.
Oh, it's frozen. Oh, okay.
Well,
I don't want to do this.
And you just take the hot dog juice and not freeze.
I'm worried. I'm worried about the first one getting stuck up there when the second one goes in.
We need the first one.
We just put it side by side, right? You don't have to do.
No, we're not doing
it. It's like loading a shotgun.
Is it more than one hot dog you have
what?
To, or are you just making a joke?
You have to pull three in your ass?
No, three. Pull three out of the bag of bets and we'll let you out.
Oh.
Ooh, three.
Three out of the bag of bets.
That's good.
I, Sam, welcome the reverse Kobayashi. And I stress that, and I mean that. I think this is going to make me a better man.
You want it.
I'm interested to see how I like it.
I'm just surprised that Sam's so against it, of all like the bondage shit he's into and all the rooms. And like,
I don't mind it. I don't want to be filmed doing it. I'd like to think I could run for mayor at some point in my life.
I think they're bad.
Oh, so you have to film it going in your ass?
You have a show called The Naughty Show.
Yeah, so what?
You can have a courtesy curtain.
The DA of my hometown used to do 70s hardcore porn. We're okay with that, all right? I just don't want to be like Papa, why is this video of you getting a fucking Dodger dog up your asshole? Gee, son, let me tell you the story of the Oakland Raiders in 2000.
I love your optimism. You are hopeful enough to still think you could run for mayor or be a father.
Yes, it's over. I would love to see that kid.
I'm worried that my minister someday in the future, in alternate Sam's world, I'm worried about my tenure.
I can't
I don't want to lose my tenure at my university.
I'll pull two.
Three.
Two.
Seven.
Two. Two.
Seven.
I'll pull two and do them.
No.
And not even have to win the bet.
I love how you say you'll do them. Like, and I'll even actually do these ones. Oh, that's what you're pitching?
Yeah.
I like this.
Whoa. I refused. I hear your motion. Sir, I refuse to make a decision on this until we discuss it with Ari. He gets a solid vote, but that is an interesting thing. You want out of this so bad that you are willing to pull two things out of the bag of bets, do those and pay them off, and that gets you. So if anybody wants out of the reverse Kobayashi, is what we are pitching right now, two things out of the bag of bets, pay them off, and you are no longer in the reverse Kobayashi bet. Wow, that is interesting. Whoa, I would entertain that. If the two things I pull out are both the reverse Kobayashi, and now I gotta have four dogs in my ass.
Oh my god. What else is in there that would be worse than that?
That's the worst one.
That's by far the worst. I don't even mind it, but I don't want videotaped. That's it. I'd do it if you didn't videotape it. I don't want videotape of me shoving fucking dogs up my ass.
What about the audio's there, though?
Yeah, you just have a little curtain over your asshole and, like, your butt.
I don't want video of me getting fucking hot dogs up my ass.
What about just your face being filmed?
I love that I'm 45 and this is the conversation that I'm having. By the way, everybody, happy birthday to Sam Tripoli. Saturday was Sam's birthday. Happy birthday, Sammy. It was very
fun.
Thank you. How old?
I'm 37 years old.
No, that's not true.
37. 37 years young. You know you're old when your fake age is old, right? When you tell them, you're like, oh, I'm this. You're like, oh, that's old. I'm like, oh,
I forgot how old I was my last birthday.
I did, too.
Wait, am I 42?
When I was 43, I forgot. Am I turning? Yeah, that's when you start.
At some point, it's just a fucking blur.
Yeah.
It just doesn't even matter at this point. I'm like, the end is near.
Do you get checkups? Like, do you go to the doctor and get all the stuff you're supposed to
I'm
get?
I'm getting one December 1st.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
What
my mom just had a heart attack, so
what are you getting done?
Fucking freak out a little bit.
What are you getting done?
This really cool thing. I forget what it is. I'll show you. I'll send you a link to it.
Fisting?
But it's, no, this guy's going to just shove hot dogs in my ass. And then he's like, you seem healthy to me, kid. I go, that didn't feel like a hot dog. And he's like, stop making eye contact. And I was like, you got it, Dad. No, just this, it's like a, you know, like an overall checkup, but they do this thing where they put you in this like thing and they do this like 3D scan of like all your inside shits and stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So what if
cool.
they tell you to stop smoking and
I'm quitting smoking. You watch. You'll see.
I think I may do one of those like sober Octobers, but like in December and have it be cigarettes.
I'm doing I'm doing Drunkvember.
Drunkvember?
Yeah.
Johnny and I are doing a weight loss.
Or Drugvember. I'm doing Drugvember.
And who could lose more weight?
I'll beat both of you guys.
You want in?
Yeah.
All right, we'll That's do it. We'll fun. Set it up. The three of us will do it. I would tell you to join, but you'd have to cut off an arm to lose weight.
Yeah, actually, that would be true. But I don't. I should do one where I just gain weight. I'm just going to eat a tub of peanut butter every day.
You should be in, see who could lose more weight and you could gain more weight.
I would lose. I mean, trust me, you see how I eat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know how lazy I am. You know how much I eat. And I just have this cursed thing.
Yeah, it lucky. Sounds like a curse.
So lucky.
So what do you want to talk? There's so much to talk about.
I have a funny Aaron story I didn't tell you.
Oh, does it involve you fucking his wife while he watches?
No, it involves hot dogs in my butthole. No. So we Johnny and Aaron and I get back at like 3 in the morning to the hotel one night, and we're walking in the hallway, and there's like people in the lobby and all this. And I do this to Aaron. I go, yo, man, what room number are you in? He goes, I'm not stupid enough to tell you my room number, team. There's no way I'm like, well, I mean, okay, fine then. Be that. At least tell me what floor you're on. He goes, I'm on the 13th floor. And then I duck around the corner. I go, my name's Aaron, and I'm on the 13th floor, everybody. and then I come back, and I'm looking at him like, dude, why are you yelling, bro? It's late at night. There's all these people in the lobby. And he goes, that's why I didn't give you my room number. He was the best.
Look what BenR486 says. He's a Patreon member for PDS and Tin Foil. Don't let Sam out of the bet.
That is an incredibly interesting thing to... Okay, so let's do a practice. Grab the bag of bets. This is just
an example. Grab the bag.
Why? Because
you're ruining the flow. No, don't take the bag of bets out.
Ruining the flow of what?
Because that's ruining the normal cycle of the bets. You're pulling out something that should not be pulled out. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It sounds like some voodoo magic stuff I just dealt with.
All you can't pull the bet unless it's a real bet.
Okay, all right.
Close the door.
That's
close
interesting.
The door. Close the door, dude.
I was just going to give you an example of two things that you maybe have to
That's
do.
That's ruining the flow of the bag of bets.
Okay.
You only pull when it's time to pull.
Got you.
Did you know this was so stupid?
I didn't know there was a rule. I was just trying to have interesting and funny audio. But yeah, Johnny. Shut that up. Close it out.
Can I add to the bag of bets?
Of course. That's what this is about. Tony is the one that did the reverse Kobayashi. Tony suggested that.
Oh, so I got to smack Tony when I see him? Is it me or is Tony's girlfriend look exactly like him?
Wait, which one?
I didn't see his girlfriend. Nicely done.
You talking about the fighter? Yeah. Are you talking about the fighter girl? Because I would say yes.
But if you took the girl, the brunette that he's walking around with right now, took her face, and they have the same face.
I think the girl fighter looks exactly like him, like in a scary way.
It's so uncomfortable.
That's uncomfortable. Like I wonder. I can't see them together because that's too creepy.
I think she's cool. Everybody's like, she's so hot. I'm like, she's cool.
Yeah,
she's cool. She's cool. Let's not get crazy with hot here, okay?
You talking about those two girls?
Yeah, those two chicks.
Thanks, everybody. My name is Jason Tebow.
Do you have in the bag of bets like something like eat a cat turd?
No, dude.
Like, I think that would be a good one, like a nice frozen one so they have to eat it, like crunch on it. And like.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
I love that.
I like it. Have like a couple flakes of glitter on it. Why not?
Somebody had one the other day that was spitting each other's mouth, and I'm like, I would throw up.
I would throw up on that.
I would do that.
I wouldn't.
He likes
I'd do that.
Yeah, that's like one of his sexual things. You can tell that right away. I would let you guys do that
before I'd let you guys fucking shove hot dogs up my ass.
Yeah, that's because you're gay.
Oh.
I'm number one.
Oh, this is the other me. One of us has a period, and the other one is a girl.
When Tony dresses up like in drag on Halloween, that's what he looks like.
One of us uses a women's restroom, and the other one is a UFC fighter. Oh, fuck.
I bought a Shih Tzu, another Shih Tzu.
Oh, yeah. How many dogs do you have now?
Hey, Nanny, he came out today, he goes, hey, I got a new dog. I go, you got a new girlfriend?
That's not fun.
Every time he has a pet, he gets a new girlfriend, he gets a new pet.
Look at it. I woke up this morning, and I just bought it when I was half asleep. And
it's my
current dog's brother.
Oh,
and
really?
They were using him to breed.
Looks like they were using him to clean chimneys.
Is he in your possession yet?
No, I get him in about 3 weeks. But look at that faggot.
So now you'll have two?
Yeah, but this one's like all
so
shih
tzu'd
up.
So isn't that the sign that you'll be breaking up with your new girlfriend soon?
No. It's a sign that I'm 43 grown man with two shih tzus.
Yeah, he has two kids now.
Yeah, I have two babies.
I love that dog. It's so cute. Is it a man?
It's a man.
I would have thought a girl from the little ponytail.
Why would you do that to a boy?
Because
get this fucking thing off my face. Why do I have a feeling your dog is Andrew Dice Clay voice?
Hey,
this fucking thing is in my face.
Look at this, though. Oh, shit. But it's
can I ask something real quick? Why is this timer here?
What? I have no idea. I mean, it's been 0000000000 for...
Look at that.
Whose is it?
Oh. So your dog fucks everything?
Oh, my God. Look at his ponytail in live action. Look at the face.
Body.
That looks like something from Star Wars.
I know. That's why my dog's Wiki.
He's
like,
really long neck.
Reben, you been in that Star Wars bar yet?
No, the one there that is it the one that changes like it's like a katana or
it's
like,
a permanent one now. They made it permanent. It's right in Hollywood
yeah,
and
used to be Loaded.
Loaded.
Oh, is that where that is that what that was? Have you been into it?
No, they said I could go in.
I heard it's cool.
They said you could go in.
I didn't.
You know, you're allowed in here, Sam. We like you.
Hey, hey, you're over 21, right? I'll give you permission to come in.
What happened at Loaded that you were thinking that you weren't allowed to come in?
valid question.
So what do we want to talk? World Series, UFC, NFL. What are we talking?
Well, we'll talk a little UFC. I say we talk about UFC because Mickey Gall could be calling.
Wait till he calls in.
Well, I'm saying we could be in the middle of talking about it because he could call in. He was calling in at. He's calling in the next 12 minutes, probably.
All right, so let's talk some.
I say let's talk NFL because we can blow through that pretty quick.
Yeah. Let's talk about how the Miami Dolphins have the best offense in the
Who does?
The
oh, let's hear about
yeah,
who
you're going to make it entertaining for me.
Who did you say does?
The Miami Dolphins.
The best offense in what?
In the whole league. Whatever.
They already have the best offense in Miami. Okay? The Hurricanes are better than the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's totally true.
They're garbage. I don't know why that team can't get together.
The Dolphins?
Yeah,
you know why? Because there's so much hot Latin ass walking around there, nobody wants to focus on football.
I mean, they're just banged up. I think they'll be all right.
And that not having a bye is not going to help that team.
And they just got rid of, AJ or whatever his name, Ajaya.
What about him?
They just got rid of him.
What do you mean they got rid of him?
They got him. They threw him out. They told him to get back on the bus and get out of here.
Any thoughts? Oh, let's talk that trade.
They traded to Philadelphia Eagles.
How crazy is that trade? Dude. Tebow, how crazy is that trade?
What trade? I don't even know if I know what you're talking about.
New England traded their backup quarterback to San Francisco for a second-round pick when everyone was going to offer them a first-round pick at the beginning of the season, in the offseason, but they were asking for too much. Then they Garoppolo. Janine Garoppolo, they traded him for a second-round pick. Why would they do that in the middle of the season?
Well, what's interesting about that trade is that that is pretty much the 49ers saying, we got our quarterback of the future, and we're not wasting one of our big picks next year on that. That's a pretty, I mean, I don't know. I don't, a lot of people love Garoppolo. We'll see.
Because he always has a notebook on the field.
That's true.
That's true. He does. I mean, he's had a notebook in his hand the entire time.
Does he bring a notebook out when he calls plays? Yeah. I can see him right there in the huddle. He's just doing this.
That's insane.
You see him in the huddle. Tebow just doing this. Let's run.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jay Ajayi trade is more surprising to me. Especially to Philly because they have so many running backs in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it comes with low risk, though, and it has a plenty of upside.
Well, low risk for a fourth round for him. I mean, that's Miami just going, we're phoning
it
in our
season. Whoa, they did trade him. Red Band broke his
story
here.
I told you this,
that's
man.
What I thought you were talking about.
I've been talking about it all morning.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, you guys were sleeping when this news came out.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this. I didn't actually know that Garoppolo
Red Band was buying dogs and reading about sports.
They're like, Counting Crows was so yesterday. Cut your hair, get out of here. That's what they
Johnny, any other trades? The trade deadline is amongst us. I believe it's upon us. What? By the end of this.
Upon us.
Okay. So I believe by the end of this podcast, I believe the trade deadline will end. I think it's 1 o'clock today, is that right, Johnny?
I hope this podcast never ends.
I do. 1 o'clock today will be. So literally during this, there may be a couple transactions. So keep checking that, Johnny, and let us know if there's any other interesting ones that happen. I have heard that. Is that it? What do they do? Oh, Jeremy Lane. Wow. Okay. Interesting.
What happened?
Well, Houston tackle Dwayne Brown, who's the guy that's been holding out for so long. There are all these rumors that they were going to trade him to Seattle for Jimmy Graham, which would have been a very interesting tool.
Why didn't they get Graham?
I don't know. And he had two touchdowns this weekend. But they trade him for a cornerback, Jamie Lane. That's interesting. Wow.
Does that mean they're keeping Brady for a while?
What do you mean? See,
Tom Brady is going to finish with the Patriots, man. I am insured.
For once, I agree with Sportsfan.
Sportsfan calls it. Sportsfan is calling it.
There's no way Tom Brady goes anywhere else. He would just retire. I mean, what's Tom Brady going to do? Go play for fucking Green Bay for fucking 1 year or some shit? I mean, like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Tom Brady will not play anywhere else.
There's no transactions at this time.
So what's your... Now, this bet, the reverse Kobayashi, which, again, I'm very excited for, has really changed the way. Don't you look at Atlanta and Carolina and Dallas and just go, God damn it. And I play, here's where it gets, the reverse Kobayashi gets interesting. Atlanta plays this dumb fuck Sunday, and then I play the fucking Usain Bolt the next Sunday. So I can gain games on these two because I'm playing both of them back to back. But if I lose both of them, I'm putting hot dogs in my ass. So I'm very worried about the next 2 weeks.
So I want you to lose to I want you to beat Johnny.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you. I'm almost okay with everybody winning except for Johnny. Because I think he dreads this more than I do. And which is weird because I saw him cruising Santa Monica Boulevard last night looking for dick. We're driving to a meeting and I look up and who's there? Who's just frolicking through the tulips over here on Santa Monica Boulevard?
I got Weezer tickets in this bush, guy. Come over here, I got some Weezer tickets.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start buying those street dogs, you know, the bacon-wrapped dogs. Because if I can get a bacon-wrapped dog, hot bacon-wrapped dog in my ass, these frozen things will be no problem.
Just start off with a brat.
How deep are we going to go with them?
Until your asshole closes back up.
Nope. I'm not doing it. That is unhealthy.
It's going to break.
It's not unhealthy. It's made out of assholes.
No, people do this all the time. Women, like, there's nasty people that, like, freeze their shit and use it as a dildo.
Yeah.
Like, it has to look like that. Line all the time.
Until it looks like
what?
That.
They would freeze, like, they would freeze it and use it as a dildo. And Dr. Drew would be like, you're going to get a really bad, like, infection. You need to
that
stop.
That is the most disgusting thing.
So people
I've
do stuff
seen.
Like that, so you guys can handle this.
I thought you were on my side on this.
Just boil
no,
it.
No, I think it's going to break off. I do.
I can't take this.
It'll disintegrate in
I'll
there.
I'll double it up,
did
dude.
I upset you with the poop? It upset me when I heard it. Too.
What?
That's disgusting.
She used to call a lot.
Hey, Sam, we just have to do it until it looks like that.
Yeah, look at that. That's like Donald Trump's tan line.
I don't want to do this. I might have to quit the show, guys. I'm thinking about it.
I'm just shocked you allowed it in.
What?
He's going to allow it in, all right.
So you don't get fingers in your ass once in a while?
No, I've had a finger in my butt. I don't want on a video
that's
me taking
though.
A
like,
hot
you're
dog.
You're like in the moment and it feels good. Like at, this is
okay,
like
now we
pressure.
Know what the nanny's into.
No, I'm saying guys, I get
I've had,
why guys like
ring
that.
The doorbell, nanny. Ring the doorbell.
The most guys. Amount of fingers I've had in my ass at one time is 12.
Ding dong! Is the nanny home? Ding dong!
The most amount of fingers I've had in my ass at one time is 12. And that involved a friend and a friend's friend coming over.
Well, yeah. Well,
I'm excited for this is all I'm saying.
Nanny, you don't do any of these bets, right?
No, because listen to them. They're horrible.
Yeah, but you'd be like, hot dog, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's not
you
a punishment
might be great
her.
At this.
She's like, three more.
Pick me up like
what's
a six
in there?
Pack.
What's in there?
I know donuts. That wasn't a bag of bets. I just ate some donuts that you guys humped. Ooh.
Oh,
are
yeah.
Those from the
send it
donuts?
Over. Send it over.
Are those from the same place? Because those weren't that good.
Send it over.
Old.
Daddy's going to make sure, because I'm worried that these might be poisonous.
I'm going to eat a donut that doesn't have all your guys coming.
Let's all fucking donut again. Watch her fucking eat it.
Look at that blue one. That's like a Spider-Man
here,
one.
Here, you want to just?
No, I don't like sweets.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
I wish that was
Dodgers!
Fuck the Dodgers, man.
Do they taste better than the last one?
Fuck
a lot
hockey.
Better.
Fuck hockey.
Donut Hut. This is so great. Can we always have donuts?
They're so Dodgers, how many more games do we have to go through the get
really
rid of?
Like sprinkles and
hopefully
what
two.
Do?
Two more.
For Sam, hopefully two.
Houston Oilers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Houston Oilers.
Oh my God, yeah.
So what's going on with my Raiders? Talk to me. Why can't we stop anybody?
Well, I mean, Marshawn Lynch isn't there. So your whole running game was weird.
great.
And I don't. I honestly, I don't know. You guys have these mismatch suspensions and injuries and offensive linemen holding out. And, you know, you get something going good and then something else. It's like a car that, like, is old enough. Not saying the Raiders are old, but you know when you have an old car and then you get a transmission fixed, then your brakes go out. Then you get your brakes fixed and then something else falls apart. That's kind of what's going on with the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, car's gone 2 weeks, then fucking Marshawn Lynch suspended and then, it's, you know, it's all over the place.
I like it better when you're in a tough.
You're in a tough. I mean, Denver's run defense is no joke. Nobody can run against these guys. First and goal on the one, and they stop somebody, and they go for it on fourth down, and they stop them again. You can't get 1 yard in four attempts. Nobody's had a 100-yard game against them. You look at four different running backs. Last night, the best running back in the NFL gets like 33 yards against them. I mean, Kansas City won, but
I also think Bill O'Brien needs to start trusting Deshaun Watson. I mean, just give him a chance, you know?
He could not trust him more.
This makes it so much better for me. I don't even know what he's saying, but I like it.
How good is that kid?
Can you, y'all, wonder, I said that at the beginning.
He's unbelievable.
I'm like, and here we are, the Cleveland Browns, yet another quarterback they passed on. I mean, like, dude, you can't write this. It's so bad.
It's unbelievable. I believe they started 23 quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks they passed on that could be franchise quarterbacks.
It's unbelievable.
You know, and you watch Deshaun in college, like, he threw for 350 on Alabama. That's the closest to an NFL defense you will play at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And they lit him up.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you draft that kid?
I don't know, man. It's just bad front office shit. Some teams just have a bad front office. I mean, we saw the Clippers go through that forever. And we would be like, man, what are we doing?
Yep.
I mean,
I still feel
fan,
that. We'll get into that. That's another sport. But I have my theories on the Clippers, too. They got to make some trades.
Do we like the team that JJ's on now?
No.
We still
and
like
JJ's
the Clippers.
Eating a dick out there.
What team is he on? What team
on
do
the
I like
Sixers.
Now?
Philadelphia. We like
what,
Philadelphia
Sixers?
76ers.
The 69ers.
What are these people called? No, I still like the Clippers, but I miss JJ. He was so pretty.
Oh, fuck JJ.
I miss him, too.
He's garbage.
The last episode of Lost sucked.
Yeah.
Dude, if there's a God in heaven, JJ gives me the reverse Kobayashi.
Oh, me too. I'll do that.
But instead of hot dogs, it's his dick.
Can you tell me what's wrong with the Oakland Raiders sports band? Can you break it down for us? The Oakland Raiders?
The Oakland Raiders? Well, okay.
Yeah, they're from Oakland.
Well, with the record of just 3-5, the Oakland Raiders are in desperate need for a do-over, Sam.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay,
but that's not reality, right? So what are we going to do here? The Raiders, who have they're just popular Super Bowl picks and stuff. But it's a faith thing. I mean, they got to get rid of the religious shit. in the wake of Sunday's 34-14, come on, why are you even a fan of somebody that loses that much to the Buffalo Bills?
Bills are real. The Bills are real.
Bills are good.
Buffalo Bills are real.
He's a big fat person.
Bills are good.
Buffalo Bills are real. Los Angeles Rams are real.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps telling me. Even I know that.
Yep.
Rams are good, dude.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do.
There was a Saints game.
Are you going to still like the Raiders? Of course you are.
I walked by the stadium. Too loud.
What?
I mean, the Raiders are in last place of the AFC West. I mean, that's just embarrassing.
It's a tough division.
Yeah,
I mean, Chargers are better than the 3-5, I think.
If they lose against the Miami, or are they playing Miami Dolphins this week?
Oh, yeah!
I mean, if they lose against the Miami Dolphins, just give up, man.
You're playing the Dolphins this week?
Yeah.
Johnny, you got us? Who do the Cowboys have? Because now every week we got to be looking at who's each one of us is who and who's zooming who. Yeah, Chiefs, Cowboys. That's a loss.
Yeah, that's a loss for sure.
At the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, home.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I see it now.
The Dolphins just lost 40-0 against Baltimore.
I'm
so
telling you,
you're
this,
looking
dude.
Good.
It would just seem like karma if Johnny wins this thing and all of us have to take fucking hot dogs up our butt.
Panthers, 5 of their last 8 games at home.
I never wanted a man to get hurt more than Cam Newton.
God, I hope we fucking kill these guys this week. I hope we knock all their players out this week.
Can both teams lose? Is it possible for both teams to lose?
I mean, if you include a devastating injury, like if we win and we lose Matt Ryan and Julio Jones,
right.
That's a loss.
Right.
I'm losing the rest of the season, so
right.
I'm really rooting for like massive major injuries to all of your players. Ezekiel Elliott, that's great. Gone, Elliott. You're gone.
Bye.
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 Bye. Oh, so sorry that their only good player can't fucking play anymore. Bye bye, idiot. And now I need Derek Carr to get
his last season, right? It's
Cutler. Oh yeah, of course. I mean, he wasn't even supposed to play this season. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Dude, can we please get into some World Series talk?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Is your thoughts?
I already won my bet with Benji. I will be tweeting that phone call later, as promised.
I think these balls are wet. I think there's something to these balls.
What?
In the NFL? Or
I think they're injecting them with juice. Yeah. They put some juice in there, like Gatorade G2 or something.
Real quick, do you have a problem with that? Do you have a problem with juice balls? Jason Tebow.
If everyone has it.
I mean, if everybody has it, I don't care. It's not a problem.
I love it. What would you rather watch, Jason? A 13-12 game that is not happening during a Brian Redband show another night, okay? Or would you rather see a pitching duel of 1-0?
I like a combination of both. I mean, if every single baseball game is 21-16.
I love it!
It's going to get boring.
Really? You think it's going to be boring if there's nothing but fucking home run after home run?
Yeah, it's like, why not just make it T-ball then if you're taking away a good pitching duel? Watching a good pitching duel. In the NFL, I like watching sometimes a low-scoring game of defensive battles.
I don't think you'll like ever see a pitching duel go away. What you will start to see if they keep using these balls is your starting pitcher only going 5 innings. Because what happens now is, like, they get arm fatigue, and if they catch these balls, they're going to fucking be hit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Is this the greatest World Series you've seen?
It's not over.
Right,
I mean, if it's 13-0, Dodgers lose tonight? No. No. If this goes to Game 7 and it's been how it's been, probably. I mean, Dodgers get blown out tonight, and, you know, what would that would be? What is it right now? 3-2? So Dodgers lose 4-2. And they get, you know, blown out at home. I don't think it is. But this goes to Game 7 and, you know, back
Here's
and forth.
Here's the thing.
It's just been so back and forth.
Up to this point, every break has been the Houston's way. Every little thing, we're like, it goes Houston's way. Everyone.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that gets you scared.
Everyone.
You know what I mean?
Dude, Kershaw needed one strike. And he couldn't get it. Yeah. He couldn't get the strike.
We've all been there, buddy.
I've never been there, ever. I've never pitched and needed a strike to get the side out.
No, I'm saying of just having getting that close to that in baseball. I mean, that's October baseball. October baseball is almost an entirely different thing than baseball.
If baseball could somehow recreate that in the regular season, it will never happen because there's too many games. But the reason
it's just a different thing.
It's every pitch matters. Yeah. Kershaw just could not get the side out. He couldn't get the side out.
I mean, Houston, I mean, you're literally watching the two best teams in baseball play.
First time in 40 years, 200-win teams are going at it.
And that's what this series has looked like.
The second highest scored game in history.
What's the highest?
That was, let me think, 93. I think it was like the Blue Jays and the Phillies.
Was that a World Series game?
Yeah, I think it was the total. It was a total runs were 29. This one was 25. It was
let me think.
Game 4, if I remember. Yeah,
if I remember.
What's your
You're
thoughts?
So stupid, dude.
What's your thoughts? What happened today?
Today,
oh my God, we've done no fucking.
What do you mean happened today?
Sponsorships.
I mean, it's only noon.
Okay.
The show's only half over.
By the way,
what's happening to you right now?
Let's give a shout out to Tiffany Haddish, who's hosting Saturday Night Live November 11th.
Oh, my God.
With, I think, Taylor Swift.
if you remember.
I love Tiffany Haddish. I hope she still returns my phone calls.
She will not.
She texted me this morning.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
She's great.
Dude, she is going to be the female Eddie. Dude, can you still hear us?
No, I think my shit just went out.
Okay, I can hear you.
There we go. There we go.
She's going to be the female Eddie Murphy.
I know. It's great. Her and Preacher Lawson. I just had Preacher Lawson on the show the other day. He was fifth in America's Got Talent.
I watched that.
He's fucking amazing. Like, he's going to be the next Eddie Murphy because he sounds like Eddie Murphy already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's Eddie Murphy on stage.
Dude, have you watched America's Got Talent?
Yeah,
it's
unfortunately.
It's actually, I mean, it's so scripted.
Yeah.
It acts like it's, but some of those acts are pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's my favorite one of those shows just because they definitely have some interesting talent on there. Like that little girl singer, it's amazing. And some of those magic acts, get out of here.
I cannot believe Tiffany Haddish is entering a zone that we've never seen before.
It's great. It's great. I love it. I it's funny looking back at, she's never going to queef on my show ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to, go on the road with her and that would be her closer is queefing. And then I followed her and then I got to smell the queef.
How was it?
She was the best to be on the road with because it was just
Tiffany Haddish
fun.
Is a wonderful person. I've known her since she's about 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And
hi, I'm Tiffany. Nice
and I always said, man, this girl's going to be a star. The only thing that's amazing about it is that it's taken this long.
Yeah.
I said the same thing about Taylor Tomlinson. That girl's blowing up, too.
Yeah.
She just got her own ABC show. Like, I knew that about 5 years ago she opened for me, maybe five, I would say, about 3 at the Madhouse, and they're like, oh, she's a host. I'm like, hey, I'm Sam, and she goes, hey, and she walks off. I'm like, what a fucking attitude. And then I realized she's just super shy, like super shy. And then she wasn't having an attitude. She's just shy. And I watched her go up on stage, do like old black man crowd work. Old black man. Like, look at this fool right here. I'm like, God damn. What are you guys texting?
I saw she was on her phone, so I texted her hi.
Literally, that's all it was. And it made me laugh.
And then she looked up and laughed at me.
Because I like when I get yelled at. You know, that's his nice way of being like, get off your phone.
Basically, yeah. I didn't want to interrupt your story, so I had to text
So, guys, her. I went to Game 2 of the World Series, and I bought my tickets on SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all your betting needs.
I love SeatGeek.
Oh, I fucked that up. SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs. Go to download the app.
Yep. And get the app, put in the code PUNCHDRUNK, and it gets you $20 off your any first ticket purchase that you have. There's absolutely everything there. They are very user-friendly. You can they rate the tickets from best to worst for your all of the things you're looking for. And there's tickets to every man's sporting events. Now is the time. All four major sports are going. College sports are going. Concerts are never not going. So you can go to SeatGeek and get your tickets there. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your first ticket. All these tickets that are here, $32 Maple Leafs at Kings. That's only a $12 ticket if you use the code PUNCHDRUNK.
By the way, so this will do.
I'd way rather go to see a Kings game than a Kesha concert.
I drank with Kesha,
hey,
by the way.
I want to go to Kesha. Yeah.
Fuck Kesha.
I drank with Kesha.
That's the person to drink with.
You can get Hamilton
She's
tickets
a
on
lot.
SeatGeek.
Where?
I'm seeing Hamilton. One of the family I'm working for is taking me.
Oh, that's
unbelievable how expensive it is.
That's the only way I could afford it is
SeatGeek.
A family ticket.
I went.
No. Not even SeatGeek.
So I was buying my tickets on SeatGeek, right?
Yeah.
And I would find a pair. I'm like, okay, this isn't the most crazy amount.
Yeah.
I go to buy them. It would go, these tickets are no longer available. And I would just be chasing tickets, trying not to go too high.
Johnny, see if that acoustic
Christmas.
What the fuck?
The new Master Sounds with Kung Fu? Why does that sound awesome?
I know.
And whose name is just Joe?
Do you guys like LCD sound system?
Yes.
I just saw them at the festival, and I didn't really know much about them. Uh-huh. I've never had more fun.
Oh, they're great.
Which one did you go? Where'd you go?
I went to a festival in New Orleans called Voodoo Fest.
Yeah.
Who else was at it?
the big names are like Kendrick Lamar, The Killers, the Foo Fighters.
How about The Killers?
Post, so good.
They're good, right? They're on
so
their
good.
A game right now.
Them, but LCD Sound System was like a dance party. It was
Jim
so
Norton.
Fun.
The Killers, Morrissey, and Weezer is the Acoustic Christmas.
K-Rock.
Oh, that's a good
and
lineup.
Muse. And
that's
Muse.
And his band. What's the hip hop band you like?
Oh, yeah. And
Run the Jewels.
Oh, Run the Jewels?
Yeah. And Run the Jewels, Killers,
oh,
Weezer.
Oh, dude, look at Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, dude, it's an unbelievable fucking lineup.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get to that.
So that's not bad. $138, $20 off of that. Thanks to our good friends at SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. But anyways, I got the tickets.
Look at this lineup, Sammy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I saw Prophets of Rage, too. They were so good.
Oh, I'm going home buying two tickets for December 9th.
Weezer's on night two.
Look at, and the Killers.
Dude, by the
that's
way,
a good
you hear
fucking
the story
lineup.
That the Killers wanted to sing the national anthem at that UFC fight, and they're like, nah, I don't know if you guys are the right band to be singing this song after the fucking Vegas shooting.
Oh, I see what you mean. That's funny. I see what you mean. And it's at the Forum, Sam, which is beautiful. How great was that? That since they remodeled it, it's absolutely
gorgeous.
Dude, we
gotta go do Foxy more. When's
Foster
the next
the people.
One?
Foster the People.
Dude, that's a great lineup. So, I'm gonna get my tickets for that music festival on SeatGeek. Use the code Punch Drunk. That gets you $25 off, or $20 off your first ticket. And even after you do that, it's such a great app to have. I mean, right there, we just pulled it up. We could see every single concert, every single sporting event, every single anything going on in wherever location that you're at. So use the code PUNCH.
Nothing
you could get,
for a while,
you get tickets for me on SeatGeek.
Absolutely. You stand up, everything.
Yeah, got them right here.
Oh, you're on SeatGeek?
Yeah. November 6th, I'll be...
Hey, if you want to buy yourself some tickets to see yourself, use the code Punch Drunk. Get yourself $20 off there, Red Band. Thanks,
that's
baby.
That's so funny.
Hey, babe.
Dude.
Hey, babe. Thanks, babe.
Hey, so are you guys getting the new iPhone X?
Johnny is. I am not.
The lesbian over there.
But I think I am getting the
what's
8
ship date?
Plus.
You get it Friday?
How much was it?
How'd you get... I set up... I had two computers. I had an Asian work in one of them. I had an iPad
gross.
And
I just farted
two back. Different networks.
Oh, God damn it.
And I got
no!
it. It says shipping in 2 to 3 weeks. Sprint. That's like the new Cricket. Like Sprint has to be the worst network in the world right now. Oh my God, it smells good. What is that?
It's beef stew.
Beef stew? Like with the carrots and everything?
Did you eat beef stew for breakfast?
See, I'm just putting my face
deep in this.
Of course
he did. He's trying to get in shape. He's trying to lose weight. He had beef stew for breakfast. Of course he is. Wash it down with a donut.
Dude, how great was the Comedy Store? I know your show was rough, but how great was the atmosphere on the patio during the World Series? It was so good, right?
Packed.
What?
Packed.
What was?
The Comedy Store during the World Series.
Yeah, they're all supposed to be in my showroom, and they just all sat on the porch. Like, I know, like, six of the people.
Oh, Sunday?
Didn't even come inside.
You mean
show.
Sunday?
Thank God Johnny's got a check near his name, so we know it's really him.
Look at that. Yeah, all those were supposed to be in the main room watching my show. Especially the two that were dressed up like Scooby-Doo.
I was at a bar at like 1 a.m. and it was on in New Orleans.
Did you go, oh, I got to watch this because I'm on a sports podcast.
I did.
I might have to add.
I mean, they didn't
the
have it on because it was a bar.
What is
it was
that,
just
Johnny? Is
me.
That you at your high school prom? What is that picture? Is that you, Johnny, at your high school prom?
That's, it looks like the hot dog that's going to be dancing
that's
in your
me,
ass.
Me dancing to LCD Sound System. That's what I wore.
Johnny likes it weird, dog. Hey, dude. Hornets are for real.
Hey, Johnny, did you tell everybody what you're going as for Halloween tonight?
Not yet.
Me and Johnny have a two-person costume. He's going to go as a hungry horse, and my dick's going to go as a carrot.
Nick is calling in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Big UFC fight coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Mickey Gall. Mickey, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. What's up, baby?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, boys? Miss you guys.
Hey, we're going to start a shirt. Can we sell a shirt that says gay for Gall?
They
sure,
seem to think I'm...
Rock
they,
out. Go for it.
They seem,
yes!
they seem to think I'm gay for Gall, Mickey. I don't know where they came up with that. Because I was saying, if you ever win the belt, when you win the belt, that I am going to cry when you win the belt.
Aww. I love you, Teve.
And then they're like, oh, someone's gay for Gall.
Someone's gay. Hell yeah.
We got to make that shirt. That has to be like, it should be Jason Tebow's gay for Gall. That way I have a Sam Tripoli's fat, Ari's a welcher, you're gay for Gall.
I think we get, well, I don't know how many people will buy that, but gay for Gall, I think a lot of people will buy.
All right, I'm down
with that. Them be gay for Gall, too, you know what I mean? Just because you want
to
be.
I'm so down. I love it. I got to, you know, big ups to the gay community.
Shout out.
Who wants to fuck? Who wants to fuck? Mickey, tell us about your fight, how you're feeling, what's going on in your head right now. Big fight this weekend. Randy Brown's going to die.
Yeah, he's dead, yo. He's dead. This is the best I ever felt.
That's what you were telling me the other day.
I've been this is the healthiest I've ever gone into a fight. Most confident I've ever gone into a fight. I feel amazing. Everything went perfectly. You know, I'm working hard, but I've also been like, I've been very lucky. No, like a lot of people go into fights, little boo-boos, this, that. I got nothing. My body's perfect. I'm peaking right now. I feel amazing. I'm ready to kick some fucking ass.
Now, Mickey, the pale horse, Gall, let me ask you something. How do you see this fight going?
Dude, that's the thing. Like, because, like, people talk about visualizing and stuff. I just see so many methods of victory.
Yeah.
You know, I could crack him and put him out. I could, you know, crack him, drop him, punch his head in. I think I crack him, drop him. And if he stays awake, you know, we get another strangulation.
Now, what is Randy Brown's strength? What is he known for? Is he
stealing bikes. He's known for stealing bikes.
Okay, besides stealing bikes, what is he known for?
he's long. He's tall. He's like 6'4".
Damn.
Has,
oh,
has
shit.
Like a 78, almost 80-inch reach.
Yep, 78.
So, that's his... That's probably his biggest asset, his biggest strength, is that he could hit me from a little further than I could hit him. But it's not going to be an issue in the fight.
What an amazing fight to be on. What a card to be on. I mean, this is the first of, not the first, but this is definitely the beginning of, like, UFC's, like, super season where they start rolling out all the big fights and all that stuff. Uh-huh. People going back indoors so they watch more of the fights. And to be on this card's got to be an amazing feeling. And to be fighting, what does it feel like? I believe it's at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, MSG. Yeah, I'm right across the street. Right now, I just got into the hotel.
How does it feel to be fighting at the biggest, most famous arena in the world?
It's cool, man. It's cool. You know, I live 40 minutes from here, so it's cool. I've gone here. I've seen the circus here as a little kid and shit. But to be honest, man, it could be anywhere. It could be in my garage, my backyard. I'm gonna tear the roof off this motherfucker and steal the show.
Man, what a great card. There's no bad fights on this card, in my opinion.
Two questions for you, Mickey. Is there a particular fight other than your own on this card that you're like, man, after I chip this guy's teeth, I'm going to go. I'm looking forward to watching this particular matchup.
Yeah, there's a few. Definitely the – so I think I'm going to be kicking off the Fox Sports 1, which is going to be at 8 Eastern time.
Got you.
And then
30 seconds later, you can chill.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a really good fight between Joe Duffy and James Vick.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the headliner. That's going to be a great fight. And then also, obviously, everyone wants to see that Cody Garbrandt, TJ Dillashaw.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I mean, that whole, like, there's actually a fight too before you say, what's his name? The St. Pricks? What's that kid's, that guy's name?
Hovind St. Preux.
Yeah, versus Anderson. That's a great fight, too. And that's on the Fight Pass. And then you got
that one's right after me.
Is it? Because that one's on Fight Pass.
That fight's right after me.
But, dude, the crazy thing is Johnny Hendricks is taking on this machine from Brazil. I don't know how this other guy passes a drug test, but, I mean, that's a handful for Hendricks.
Hendricks has been, you know, I read an article that said Hendricks knocked himself out the other day brushing his teeth. That's how his chin has become lately.
He drives me nuts how he misses weight every time.
He woke up in the bathroom floor and he's like, oh, I did it again.
Let me ask you something. Where's the after party?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We're trying to figure that out.
Hey, Bars, sign this up. Get my man Gay for Gaul. Let's have a Gay for Gaul after party.
Yeah, you should do it at one of like New York's. You should do it in New York's like Boys Town.
Yeah,
and just have it like the Gay for Gaul after party. After, and my second question is: after you beat the shit out of this guy, is there any part of you that you're going to feel like you let the fans down by beating him so quick that you might go into his corner and beat up everybody in his corner too?
You never know. You never know. You know, there's always a chance.
Okay.
Let's get into the atmosphere right now, because this is such a huge fight, because this is the return of George St. Pierre, and I know you're really focused on your fights, but what's the atmosphere like? Any thoughts on a couple of those bigger fights? Are they having weird – they're having all these pressers to come up. How's George St. Pierre look like?
Is there too many Canadians right now?
Are there too many – do you feel we're getting invaded from the north? Has winter come?
Nah, man. There's definitely I actually I was up at TriStar for a week. I got to kind of be around him and see him doing his thing. And he's very focused. He's looking big and strong.
How is he looking?
Now.
He's had 4 years off. Is he look smooth? I mean, I doubt he's gonna have ring rust. I guess he. I mean, like if you took 4 years off from doing stand up. You'd still be off again. I don't know if you – would you be nervous to go back
He's
up?
He's been fighting aliens the whole time.
That's
so.
True. Does he look good? Does he look fit?
He looks
I mean,
great.
He's jumping a weight class.
Yeah, no, he definitely – he looks good, looks big. He worked hard. That dude's a – he's a great example, you know. He's a he's a true champion. And, that's going to be a crazy fight. That's a tough fight to pick, man.
Tough fight to pick.
It
man.
Is.
Because I think Michael Bisping is completely underrated. I think if you look at the fights he lost outside of Rockhold, the other guys all, tested positive for steroids. They didn't pass drug tests. So you could take a couple of those losses off his record. He's a real – he's always been a gamer since he was on The Ultimate Fighter. And George St. Pierre is arguably on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, would you put him on your Mount Rushmore?
Mm-hmm. I would.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, he's up there. So it's like, this is an insane fight. This is what I like. You don't see this a lot. Like, Mighty Mouse is a great fighter. You've set the record. It's time to move up a weight class. But even John Jones wouldn't do that. Anderson Silva wouldn't do that. George St. Pierre is moving up to 185. I think that's pretty impressive.
We'll see. If he gets his fucking, if he gets a tune up, then he's like out. It's hard to say that it's impressive that he's gets a title shot right away. I mean, that's his legacy that got him this title shot. And I think he wouldn't have done this if he didn't think he could beat Bisping.
Yeah.
My move against Bisping, I go for the one eye. I thumb him in the one eye, and now he's fucked.
You definitely move away from his good eye,
so he can't
see you.
Yep. Or I kick him in the bad side of the bad eye and see if I can get it to pop out.
What if you hit him so hard it fixes his eye?
Ooh.
And he's like, "Fuck,
oh,
I can see
that."
Yeah,
you wouldn't want
that.
You wouldn't want that. Then you'd have to hit him again just as hard to fuck it up.
Super excited. So after the fight, what any plans on doing anything crazy? Coming out to L.A. Seeing the
world? Yeah, I'm gonna be out in November.
Oh, nice.
Back out of Wild Bill's spot.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, we'll have to have you on the show for sure.
We love you with all of our hearts, man. We're super duper excited for you. We'll be cheering from the Comedy Store where we're going to watch the fights. And just know everybody on the West Coast is in your corner, and we're super excited. All of Punch Drunk Nation's behind you. And kick some ass, because we're all Gay for Gaul, homeboy.
Yo, I fucking love you guys. I love Punch Drunk. I appreciate you guys having my back from the beginning. Love
what song are you walking out to?
You know what song I'm walking out to.
Do you?
I'm coming out to you. You guys know what song I'm coming out to. And I got a little remix.
Hey, Mickey,
you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Why did none of you know that?
I did know it.
We all knew that.
You didn't give us a chance. You jumped
I think
gun.
I would come out to Happy Birthday to you, even if it wasn't my birthday, because then he'd be like, oh, shit, I didn't get him a gift, and now he's in his fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You guys want to hang up on me for luck?
Yeah. There we go. Bam!
Love him.
Can we talk
love
about
him.
The little wiener that
I know.
George St. Pierre?
Nice
what is that?
He's working
what
with
is that?
They usually cover that up.
Yeah, that great Photoshop job there, guys.
I gotta be like, he's got his dicky, his little dick, but then I'm thinking he's got, because he's got some moose knuckle going.
No, that's just a vein.
Do you think he has, do you think he has Ari Shaffir balls? Or is from high school we used to call Balls Farman because this guy, last name of Farman, had the biggest nuts we've ever seen. Girls would be like, I hear he's got a big dick. No, he's got giant nuts.
I don't know.
I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time wondering about GSP's balls, but...
I
never did either until that photo.
Says the guy who can't wait to shove hot dogs up his ass.
I can't wait to have... exactly. I mean, I'm sure... I mean, big or small, let's all just agree that those things are fucking delicious. Can we agree on that?
I love how you were offended when you were talking about it. Get some of those... you went even harder gay.
Have some of those yum-yums in my mouth. God, I just... Hot dogs cause butt cancer. Uh-oh. But frozen... That's if you go from your mouth out your butt. I'm going from... That's what I think, Sam. Here's what I think it should be. This is what
I can't do that. I can't.
That's if you eat it and then it goes out.
I'm going to
frozen hot dogs.
I'm gonna have a doctor come in here and talk to us about how rude it is and unhealthy it is to shove processed meat up your butt.
Let's do that. Let's get a doctor in here and talk to us. And if he says,
I would love a doctor on the show.
Dr. Brian's right here, guys.
And if he was, and if he's like, you know what, actually. Nothing bad could really happen.
Let me see. I got a friend of mine.
Frozen hot dog up your butt.
Hey, can we go back to UFC? Let's call. No, we'll do our UFC parlay.
Who I like on this? This is a tough one to call. Obviously, I would take Mickey Gall. I like Hendricks losing.
Yeah.
I think Hendricks losing is the biggest lock on this fight, outside of Mickey Gall.
Hinchcliffe's fighting this one? Is that Hinchcliffe?
Yeah.
Lady Hinchcliffe is fighting.
Hinchcliffe wins. Over under on how many minutes Rose cries is 4, and I'll take
the
over.
I think she's hot as
fuck. Do they have a bet
though
on that?
Like, Rose is hot. Should.
They Rose, should.
Yeah, she has a nice face.
She has a great face.
I mean, it is what it is.
But, I mean, we're talking fighters and shit.
No, she's hot.
Oh, she is.
She's hot.
Wow.
Hot.
Yeah, she's great.
Like, whereas, like,
oh man,
yeah, she's hot.
Oh yeah, I just turned into Dean Del Rey.
Oh yeah.
I'll take it. Take a load on her. Look at that, man. She Hinchcliffe really gets those people going. Look, see, it's right in
their
face.
Tell me, she doesn't look like a velociraptor fucked a vampire in Poland.
That's exactly how she looks.
Right.
But she's still cool.
Did you see how she had her, like, they gave her, like, a wig or, not a wig, they did her hair up for some magazine, though. She looks really weird on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Hinchcliffe.
Joanna Jojcik?
Yeah, she's on some cover of some magazine, and it's, like, they really, like, I don't know what they were thinking.
I like Johanna in this fight. Nonetheless, I like Johanna to win this fight.
I want Rose. Same. I'm going to go with Rose.
Same.
Oh, that's great. Was she a cheerleader? What they have her cheerleading? What in Poland did they have cheerleaders for? That looks like something from Mortal Kombat or like Street Fighter, right?
Yeah. That's not even what I was talking about, but that's pretty cool.
That's the same shoot.
Yeah, same shoot. The one that there was on the cover, it's just like...
Is that her right there where she's like thug life?
Yeah, she looks like J-Lo, like when J-Lo was trying to...
I love her.
She's
dude,
great.
She's one of my favorite fighters.
She'll
yeah.
Win. Mm-hmm. She'll win this.
I mean, I would watch her and Tony Hinchcliffe fuck. And
I'd like GSP to
why
win.
Are these brothers and sisters fucking
I want
right
GSP.
You would watch anybody fuck.
I would.
Look at this. Yeah. It's so weird.
But you say
Red
it every...
Fuck Johnny.
You would say it every... You say it every week that like it's a revelation that you would watch people fuck.
Well, dude, you don't understand. You're not on the Twitter. I'm on the Twitter and people say,
Twitter.
Sam, we love your segment. Sam will watch you fuck. And I talk about new people. I like watching the fuck.
I would like to see one of those tweets.
Okay. Find them, Jeff. lot of fun stuff. So if you go to Patreon, I'll give
like
my picks.
Oh, we're not giving picks right now?
Yeah, I mean, thought we were.
You want to?
We were.
Okay.
What we should start doing is coming here and not saying anything. It's just a two-hour commercial for the Patreon. Here's what
cool
we will
that.
Be talking about.
Oh, I think Joanna's going to win this one. George St. Pierre.
I'm going to go.
Dylan Shaw.
Don't say it, Sam.
I'm going to say something.
Don't say it. Say it on the Patreon.
I'm going with Rose
we'll do ours here.
With an upset.
Really?
Oh, my God. That would be crazy, though.
That would be crazy. Yeah. I like Johanna and that. I'm going to say St. Pierre.
I hope so. Just because I wanted some just dinosaur for our show. Victory. I'm having a dinosaur party.
Just for our show.
You having a party for this?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank you for inviting us.
I have parties for myself.
Yeah, she wears a tiara.
I wear a tiara. I decorate dinosaur theme depending on who's fighting. I just
Say go
on.
So.
Weidman, I'm naked.
I think
so
we all agree Hendrix is losing. Thompson versus Masvidal.
That one's hard.
That's a hard one. So is Garber and Dillashaw.
But I'm gonna go with Thompson on that one.
Mostly because
Masvidal is slouching in his picture,
that's
sad.
That's great.
Like, look
great
how sad he looks. Like, I gotta fight this guy.
Well, what's his nickname? Game Bread. Like, I like bread.
Game Breed. Game Breed.
I'll go with Wonder Boy, but this is going to be a hell of a fucking fight right here.
Okay, we all disagree on
McGregor.
Joanna versus
talking.
Rose. I'm taking Rose. You're all taking Joanna.
Yep.
Gabrett
versus Dillashaw.
I hate Dillashaw for what he did to them, so I hope Garbrandt gets the team alpha male victory.
Well, he has better tattoos and a better face.
He doesn't have tattoos.
Yeah, he does. Got a secret tattoo.
I'm going to take, this is going to be this is the fight that think is going to be the best fight of the card.
I'm excited
they hate
for that.
Each other.
Yeah.
This is going to be a goddamn war, and they're both really good. And I'm going to go with Cody on this, but goddamn, this is going to be a war right here.
I love both of them. I'm cool with either of them winning. I do love Cody and his attitude. I'm going to go with TJ because I think TJ didn't lose to when he lost the belt. I didn't think he lost that. So I'm going to go with TJ. But I could see Cody winning too, but I'm going to go with TJ.
Cody's 11-0. TJ's 15-3.
Yeah, but the one loss he had was way long ago, and then he lost like their championship fight losses. I don't know. I'm going to go with TJ.
All right. I think Cody.
I think Cody all day.
And let's do the final one. Bisping versus St. Pierre.
St. Pierre.
Same.
You're going St. Pierre?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we all said.
He has something to prove.
I'm going to go, I think it's going to be St. Pierre, but I mean, like, I could easily see Bisping winning this. He's bigger. He's been with bigger fighters. He's been more active. He's a legit murderer.
Yeah.
But I don't see, listen, Bisping only wins if he knocks him out or submits him.
Yeah.
If it goes to the judges, there's no way he beats George St. Pierre for the UFC, for everybody. There's no way. This is not England. He's not going to get that call like the bullshit he got in the other couple. So
you're saying if it's close, all judges are going to skew to St. Pierre.
It's better for everybody involved.
Sure. That makes sense.
Going George, but I'm going to go George St. Pierre.
Same. This is going to be, it's been a long time, not a long time, but in relative terms, as far as UFC goes, it's been a while since there's been a card where I'm like, this is a whole card to stack.
George St. Pierre, with the John Jones fight? I think that
probably,
was the last one.
Probably.
And how long ago was that?
And then 200 before that was another stacked one. The one that had, who's that big motherfucker,
the
wrestler
guy. 200 didn't really, wasn't.
I know, but I know, of course.
It was
and
the
this
one after it, that
this could
amazing.
Suck. This could suck too. This could easily suck. I'm saying going into it.
Let me tell
it's
you
been
why.
A while since I've been like, oh, this whole card's going to be fun.
I don't think this will suck
because Mickey Gall is going to win easily.
Yes, and the fight is—they're all strikers.
Yeah,
like the fights suck when you have wrestlers and shit like that.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Good point.
Wrestlers and jiu-jitsu guys. Yep. Every one of these dudes that are fighting are all strikers.
GSP's a wrestler.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
That could be the one. All the rest of these people punch and kick and hump.
Yeah.
Like, they go deep Dickens.
Deep Dickens.
Deep Dickens.
Can I get that on a soundbite?
I did the pump me to test it out. It did not go over well.
Would they pump your vagina lips up?
He said for sex talk, like, do I say pump me? And I thought it was so gross. I was like, I'm going to try it and
pump
see how
me.
It goes.
Pump me. Yeah. That. By the way,
we
high
just,
five
we
on
just,
trying.
We just laughed. I mean, like he looked at me like.
Can you call him the N-word in bed? Can you call him the N-word? Call
me
N-word. Will you do that
he'll
one?
He'll know it's again. You, though.
That's fine.
He'll know. He'll be like, okay,
but he'll
Sam.
Like it.
Then
he'll
we're
going like
to be
it.
Talking about you.
Wow, Jeremy Piven is the next recent victim of being accused of sexual assault on the Entourage set.
This is never going to end.
Doing. Here's what they're doing. Right. Here's what they're doing. I'm telling you, this is what's going on right now. They are accusing everybody.
Yeah.
Andy Dick, everyone knows
he sexually assaults you
yeah,
anywhere.
Like he
you're
grabbed
at.
My dick
yeah.
the other
that's,
day. Yeah.
That's like saying, did Andy Dick sexually assault you? It's Andy Dick.
Yeah.
By the way, what's going on right now is that they are flooding it so you don't care and you're over it. So when real ones come out, you're like, whatever. Another guy. Oh, this guy touches kids. Whatever. It's totally true. They're accusing everybody, so you get fatigue on it, and you don't care, and you actually start to dismiss it as a witch hunt. And that's what's going on right now. So any guy is getting accused of everything.
I just hope Hollywood is destroyed from this so we could all move back home in cheaper rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I hope it's destroyed that everybody leaves and it's just us.
Nah, dog.
I'm just mad enough. I mean, you know how hard I've been trying to get a sexual harassment lawsuit? I've been harassing these twats for a fucking decade.
Yeah.
I'm just not famous enough that anybody cares.
I was talking about if I knew Harvey Weinstein was doing this, I would have totally sucked his dick for a role in Kill Bill. I would have crushed that.
Dude, I would have.
Me and Crazy A, I'd walrus him and his brother. Just walrus it.
I'd suck his dick just to have him put a hot dog in my ass.
I love this headline on USA Today, though, right now about Andy Dick. Andy Dick denies groping amidst the licking allegations.
Oh my God!
Where is that?
It's on USA Today. Yeah.
By the way, our new sound guy is just stoic in his refusing.
Man, he ticked an eyes groping amidst the licking. Andy Dick's hilarious.
I didn't grope anybody, but I definitely licked him.
I find this more real than the statement you just said right now, which is Andy Dick's hilarious. Did I tell you the time that they forced me to put Andy Dick on my autism benefit?
Oh, my God.
And
why
I go, that's the dumbest idea. Don't do it. They're like, oh, dude, we got to have him on. It would be great. No, dude, he's a train wreck. Literally goes on stage while I'm holding the microphone for him because there's no mic stand. And he goes up and he just starts calling the autistic kids retarded. And dude, that's like dropping an N-bomb in the middle of the fucking BET Awards. And the people start crying. Chaos breaks out.
Yeah, he actually had a movie premiered Sunday at the Improv. And I think it's a movie, but it's called I Have an Andy Dick Story. And it's just people with their Andy Dick stories. There's even a website where it's andydickcrashedatmyhouse.com or something like that, Tumblr. And it's I think we all have an Andy Dick story. Like,
I do.
Pumpkin looks like you got it's Andy, its dad is Andy Dick.
Andy Dick's is the reason why I got a studio, Death Squad Studio, because we had him on Joe Rogan podcast, and it was just like, he kept on leaving and going to the bathroom like every 15 minutes. And I'm like, why do I have Andy Dick in my bathroom right now? I need to get the studio out of my house.
Oh, my God. Andy Dick caused you to make the studio.
Yeah, so he's kind of responsible. Oh, wow. It got pretty good reviews. 6.9 out of 10. 69, bro. Ben Stiller, Nick Swartzen. Of course, Nick Swartzen. He probably took it all.
Oh, that got creepy fast. Guys, if you're going to make your bets on this UFC, go back to UFC. Go back. Go and use our friends at BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. That's right.
Whoa, that's
go cool. Make a parlay. You know Triple E does those parlays. You know Triple E does them, right? You know Triple E does the parlays.
And you always
don't ever touch me
one.
Again. Right. You're good. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code
Parlay. Triple does parlays.
No. Punch 25.
Hot dog in my butt.
Punch 25, yeah.
Punch 25. Get $20 betting cash, and whatever you put in your reserve, you get fucking double that. Right? So give it up for everybody. We love our friends at BetDSI. They've been with us forever. Cuntface.
Yeah,
Cuntface.
Mick.
I put out a parlay.
Yeah.
But I didn't make it myself, and it totally hit. So anybody that used my parlay over the weekend, which included the Raiders losing, you are welcome. Thank you. I know three or four people that did my parlay and won. And Ryan Hill hit me up. He's like, "Hey, do you have a parlay?" And I gave it to him. And then it won. But he didn't do it because he
I had to block Ryan Hill briefly on Facebook.
Why?
Because he was just arguing with me about Pedogate, and it was just so annoying. I'm like, zip. Hey, don't use my – why would you put my email up there, dude?
No,
why would you put my email
no one's looking at
under
it.
Cuntface McGee?
Oh.
Huh? Obviously. You're offending our board guy who looks like a dude who used to be on Saturday Night Live. Were you on Saturday Night Live? No, you look like it. You look like – hey, dude. Don't.
Johnny, you want to practice our Halloween costume real quick?
Wait, are you guys going
I'm
to a Halloween?
Hungry horse.
Are you guys going
I'm
to a Halloween carrot. Party?
I'm not doing anything tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm. I did
I'm
my.
Out.
I got my Pickle Rick that I did.
Oh, that was a nice.
That was you?
Yeah, Pickle Rick.
Dude, you really go for it.
What are you doing for Halloween?
I celebrated for a week. I'm over it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Anything?
Watching the World Series. Possibly going down to Santa Monica Boulevard to see if I can fish Johnny out.
Yeah. Just find him.
I am.
I'm gonna watch
watching
the
World Series. I'm watching the World Series.
There's a game tonight.
Yeah, and then I'm just kicking
that ruins
it.
Everyone's Halloween, no? What about people that are trick-or-treating with their kids? That's horrible.
Yeah, the parents are pissed.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's rude.
That's why you hire a teenage girl.
This is why baseball
girl.
Sucks.
This is why you have a goddamn
What'd
job,
you
woman.
Say?
What
did you
no,
just say?
No, I don't take kids trick-or-treating. That's when parents, like, step in. They're like, I'm the parent.
I don't know why we only dress on Halloween.
It's
we
just photo opportunity.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love it. I have a lot of costumes, too.
Listen, dude, I respect the trans community. They should be able to punch 25, you fuck. Well, you put in the wrong one. I think if people can dress like the opposite gender, and I support that decision, you should be able to dress like Mick and Morty.
Yeah. I think you can if you wanted to.
I think you should.
I mean, look at you know, Robert Alper.
What, he goes as a crazy deranged homeless person who used to be a lawyer? Is that his?
Yep.
You know what I'm going for is Halloween? Because I got my costume. Oh, I'm going to help Johnny with his costume when he goes as a hungry horse and my dick goes as a carrot.
But is that where does he want that carrot?
Because he's so hungry. He just has to keep numbing on it.
Is he going to eat it through his mouth or his butt?
I mean, I don't know a lot of horses that feed their hunger through their asshole.
Maybe he's a masochistic horse. He's got teeth on his butt.
Can we turn Sam's mic off?
I dressed as Annabelle, and none of you liked my photo, and I need validation.
I haven't looked at it. I haven't seen it. But I'm going as...
I like everyone in your picture.
Not only am I going as helping Johnny with his costume, because he's going to be a hungry horse, I'm going to be that carrot. My dick's that carrot that just keeps feeding him so proper and so sweet. My other costume is that I'm going as is a guy who can't wait to shove hot dogs in his ass. I cannot wait.
I don't tweet.
Yet. Hopefully you're...
Good job, Johnny. Johnny knows me.
And who'd you go with?
No, that's just some random dude on the street.
Oh my God. He's coping a feel. Look at that feel.
Random
he's got his...
He does have a good...
Good nice little grab.
He has a nice grab on you there.
My boyfriend mentioned that. He was like, why is he holding...
Yeah,
so
I mean, totally.
I know.
And you're obviously not wearing a bra, so he's trying to grab that fucking...
And your areola is
a cup you got rocking.
My areola's.
I dated you for 2 years. I never touched you like that. Who's this clown?
Yeah.
Literally. But I'm bang.
Is that clown, dude?
That's a scary
demon.
Costume.
He's from American Horror Story.
I don't like the clown one.
You don't like it? Why don't you marry
it? It's too political.
No, it's definitely political.
It's political?
The show.
Yeah.
This season
it's
of
way
American
too political
Horror
for
Story.
Me.
Hollywood.
Oh, that's new.
I've never seen these.
Those are great. I totally beat off to that. So you're not wearing a bra, right?
Jesus. No, you can't wear a bra with that.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You could see through it. Look,
yeah, you totally
can.
Like, dude, you guys, it was lying.
It's got incredibly creepy.
Such a creeper.
She have dark
creep,
nipples.
I got a creep. Creep, I got a creep. Creep, I got a creep. Guys,
look
at that time at. What's that time at real quick?
Zero still. It's still at zero. What is this laptop?
Guys, can we talk NBA a little bit? Sportsman's been dying. I've just seen a thirsty look in his eyes. NBA is so good this season.
I've
yet
to watch one game.
Well, because you're
I haven't seen a single NBA game.
What?
I mean, I've seen highlights and whatever.
Great way to start a segment, by the way.
It's been a while.
Hey, guys, let's talk about this. I've watched none of it.
Clippers lost
but, I mean,
lot.
It's true. I've kept up with it. I've watched... you know, highlights and all this sort of stuff, but I just haven't sat down and watched an NBA game. Part of it is every goddamn Clipper game is on NBA TV, which I don't have.
No, it's on Prime
Last
Ticket.
Night it was.
Prime Ticket.
I don't have
Prime Ticket.
Well, then you've never seen any NBA games.
Oh, I'm just that. Well, I see the ones that are on TNT, TBS,
yeah.
Regular ESPN,
yeah.
But I haven't seen.
They haven't been
Your
there yet.
Little black box doesn't have Prime Ticket, but it has movies in the.
No, I mean, I could probably jailbreak it on that, but I haven't.
Dude, DeMarcus Cousins killing it, man.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm so glad he came back to Sacramento.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, like, this is like, I think the third player, is it third, second or third player in NBA history with 40 points and 20 rebounds against a former team.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Fun facts.
Right.
That.
Yeah.
That is fun facts.
Yeah.
Grizzlies for real? Where are the Hornets?
Mm.
Oh, man, they're way down there. They're not that great. I thought they were doing. What?
They're one game back.
Yeah. One game back from dog shit.
They're one game back from first.
Dude, let me just tell you something, man.
They have the same amount of wins as the Clippers.
Yeah, but we're in a much harder division. It's not even close. Memphis is good. You guys beat Memphis. Congratulations. That was a good win.
We beat the Magic the day before.
Yep. Dude, I told you last night they were good. They were good. The Clippers need, let's just talk about, it's time for Triple-E's. Trade scenarios.
Who Triple wants to watch have sex?
We're only four. Triple's crazy. Yeah, Triple wants to trade Blake Griffin for watching a bunch of his friends fuck. I'll give you Blake Griffin. I get to watch all you guys fuck and just creep in the corner. I mean, four games in. Six games in is crazy for any team to be like, it's over. We've already had one coach get fired.
But that
After
coach,
one game.
That coach deserved to get fired, without a doubt, man. One of his players went for 70 against the Celtics. What's his name? Booker? What was the name of the kid who went for 70? I think it's Booker. 70 points against the and afterwards they were interviewing him. The reporters were interviewing him. He's like, stop him. Stop him. Stop him. That's not what a coach says. That's not what a coach said. You know who says that? Players. This guy wanted, the guy wanted to be friends with the players. You need a hard ass. You need a hard ass to coach your team. And now they got rid of the coach, and look how good they're doing now. The Suns have won a couple games. They're much better. Stop them.
Let me see the standings in the East.
In the East?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago is the worst. They just crashed and burned.
Man, imagine how good the Celtics could have been this year.
But the Clippers need to trade DeAndre Jordan. I'd like to trade him to the Washington Wizards for Otto Porter and Kelly, whatever his name is. Yeah, can we make that trade? Make that trade. Make that trade. And then we'd like to go after Eric Bledsoe. We'll give you whoever you want. We'll give you that. So that's what we're into. Real quick, can you do me a favor, Johnny? Can you look up iTunes, look up Punch Drunk Sports, and let's see our reviews?
My.
We got to start reading our reviews because we need 1,000 five-star reviews.
I recently heard that the reviews don't do anything.
Oh, is that the word on the street?
Yeah.
What is it, just the rating?
The rating doesn't do anything.
So
it's
nothing?
All, yeah, like there was like... A long time ago, somebody said, it's all about reviews and ratings. That's that part of the old trick to get better rankings. And I guess they changed it where it doesn't matter. It means shit anymore. But who cares? You're trying to get 1,000 customer ratings?
Yeah.
Customer ratings. That's what it says.
What's your team, by the way, in the NBA?
NBA? Well, of course. I got to go with LeBron, man.
Well, what team's he on?
The Cleveland Cavs.
Oh!
Yeah.
Aliers. Cavaliers.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Chevy Cavs.
What is Aliers. Your team?
Clippers Bulls. Clippers Bulls. At this point in time in my life, if it was Clippers Bulls in the NBA Finals, I probably would skew Clippers. But if it can't be the Clippers, I want it to be the Bulls.
Clippers need to get rid of DeAndre Jordan.
I also have a lot of teams that I hate in the NBA.
Who do you hate?
Golden State, for sure.
I hate them.
Hate Golden State.
Why do you hate the Golden State Warriors so much?
I respect them. I love their game. I hate them.
Well, are you just mad because they destroyed the Clippers?
Last night, yes.
141-113, I think.
I hate Doc Rivers, who thinks he's trying to win a game, win a championship in 2005 by having two defensive guys out there that aren't stopping anybody. This is a jump shooting team. The only way you beat them is through offense. You have to match them with firepower. You, dude, having a fucking shot blocker does nothing when everybody's shooting jump shots. Can you go to most recent?
Let's look at this. My favorite is Sports Band.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's start at the bottom. Let's go June.
Okay, I was like.
Nate Renteria, 5 stars. Yeah. Okay, next up is Hart. Hart, 5 stars. Penn is mightier. You really get the sense that the hosts on the show are just barely clinging on to their sanity. Except the fight nanny.
Somebody's trying to fuck somebody.
Everybody wants to bone the nanny.
Love the New Orleans clown.
I also am the most sane, though, let's be real.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not arguing with any of that.
Ari's new bell, 5 stars. One question, where can I buy Ari's new sweet bell? Much love, guys. We're going to try to make those, right? Haven't we tried? Awesome show. 5 stars by Triz. These guys should be a lot more famous. Are you telling me? Are you telling me? Punch Drunk, 5 stars by BENR86. Love you guys. Throughout the years, you guys have maintained a hilarious show. Missed the call-ins from GSP. Hopefully, one day we can make it a viable for you guys to have multiple shows during the... And it drops off. Okay. Lit. 5 star. Owl Green. The podcast got me into podcasts. Have been listening for over two years. Excited every week to listen. Thank you, Owl Green. The best comedy sports podcast in the world, 5 stars, September 26th. Oh my, the best comedy podcast in the world. And one more real quick up. This was yesterday. Punch Drunk Forever, 5 stars from I Win C. Mullen and Hart. I.W.
McCullen.
McMullen.
Where did you see win?
I made the M and I N.
Are you a little dyslexic?
No, well, I am dyslexic, but that's okay. So, guys, if you guys give us 5-star reviews at the end of every show, why these guys are texting people, we will.
Because it was just so fun. We didn't know what to do right then.
What is that evil grin you just did right there? It was so funny. We read the reviews. You give us 5 stars, we'll get to 1,000 5 stars.
Because people want to hear the reviews on
there.
What
did you just do?
What happened?
Don't send me no hot
dog. Oh, God.
Oh, man, what a fun show.
I don't want to go back to work. Okay. I've been off for a week. This is fun. Now I have to go.
Do you ever notice you need a vacation from your vacation?
Yeah.
You're like,
vacations,
I need 2 days off from having home seven.
You don't sleep. You walk so much. You try and figure out public transportation. It's so hard.
Have you been in New Orleans before?
No.
Oh, how was it?
It was really
fun.
Did
you enjoy it?
Yeah, I like it there.
Did it make you horny?
It did not make me horny. But that would be the question you ask.
How was your vacation? Did you get horny?
I like how I wonder if we can freeze them into shapes like that, because I like how that one has a hook on it.
Mm-hmm. Like a little, yeah, get that little G.
I can get in there
G-spot.
And just kind of root around.
You guys, yeah. I think cold's going to be uncomfortable.
No, it's
no, because it's frozen, then we dip it in lube.
It's the temperature that's going to make it uncomfortable.
It
no.
is.
Not the
warm
fact that
like,
grown men are shoving hot dogs up there.
We're going to dip it in lube. We're going to dip it in lube.
Warm and room temperature, and that's why they feel good.
Put Preparation H on it with that.
Ari needs that.
I'm out.
Get in there.
I'm just gonna lubricate mine with saliva.
I'm out.
I mean, that's the normal way to do a dildo.
I'm going to start my own sports podcast called No Hot Dogs and Butts, and I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to start.
No hot dogs and butts.
What if you put it in your butt using, like, somebody's mouth? Like
you know, how about this? How about we use one of those video, those games where you try to get the stuffed animal with the fucking claw, and the claw has to shove the hot dog up your butt.
Like an
Here's what I would say. Here's how I suggest we do it. So let's say it's my turn, for example. I lay on my stomach, spread my fucking ass cheeks open, and then someone takes a frozen hot dog or one of those big or plumper ones or whatever, puts it right on the tip of my asshole, and then with a mallet, you just start hammering it in until it's gone. And you keep hitting it, keep hitting the whack-a-mole until the frozen hot dog comes out my mouth. Ta-da!
Cool.
That's what I say. You say cool?
Yeah.
All right. Then that's how it's going to go down, guys. Everybody, subscribe to our Patreon. We got to have the big Phoenix episode on there. You're not going to want to miss that. It is absolutely worth subscribing to Patreon.
Go down. Why is that? Oh, stop. No.
Oh, see, it could be worse. You could feed raccoons while you do it.
No, we got to get it in further than that.
Is that Guardians of the Galaxy?
We got to get
it. No, that's rude. The sound guy just threw up in his mouth.
We got to go down
a little bit. Go down.
The next show's way more clean than us, by the way.
Go down.
This is
Keep
the most wild part of the day.
Why are you being a weirdo? Look at the fuckable butt on the fucking hot dog right there. That's homoerotic hot dog right down there, right?
We got to get it in further than that guy.
Homoerotic. Who wants to bang this gay ass dog? It's homoerotic hot dogs. Oh,
God.
I mean, I'd like a little bit bigger than that, but that'll do. That'll do for the first one.
I like how the end of the hot dog looks like a butthole, so you could like put it in and no one would even know that you have a hot dog in your butt. It just looks like a butthole, you know, a butthole.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I might be doing a countdown to my last show, so thank you guys for coming in.
Interesting that you are willing to do two bags of bets to get out of this bag of bets. We're going to talk to Ari. Ari will be in studio next week, and we will make a ruling, all of us, if you can do get out of a bag of bets by paying off two bag of bets, and we will announce that, and then quite potentially you'll be drawing or not drawing your two bags of bets. You guys, as always, go to betdsi.com, use code PUNCH25, that gets you $25 to gamble with, and you go to SeatGeek, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off your first purchase.
Yay,
and subscribe to Patreon. Go to Amazon, go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link. And that helps the show out as well. You guys are awesome. Consider it sucked.